It's been called the American equivalent of knighthood, and this weekend the Kennedy Center Honors will be handed out for the 25th time. It was conceived as a national award to recognize those who have spent a lifetime contributing to the arts in America. Past recipients include Aaron Copland, Van Cliburn, Chuck Berry, Lucille Ball, Ella Fitzgerald, Tennessee Williams, Clint Eastwood, Johnny Cash, and Frank Sinatra. The two-day award ceremony begins at a dinner hosted by the Secretary of State and ends at the Kennedy Center here in Washington, when the honorees hear from people whose lives they've touched, as in 1985, when a World War II veteran had this to say about honoree Bob Hope.
Guadalcanal, 1944. Bob, I remember you asking the officers to move out of the first few rows so us fellas in wheelchair and on crutches could see your great show. Bob, thanks for the memory.
Receiving the award this year are James Earl Jones, Elizabeth Taylor, James Levine, Cheetah Rivera, and Paul Simon.
It seems everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on soles of a shoe.
The Kennedy Center Honors were created in 1978 by George Stevens, Jr. He's produced the show ever since. Each year, the five recipients are chosen officially by committee, but Stevens says fans sometimes get their say.
We get phone calls, we get letters, we invite the public to make recommendations, and sometimes we get rather sustained campaigns of lobbying from fan clubs or something of that sort. And sometimes it does call your attention to someone who's been overlooked. It's a welcome part of the process.
I always thought of it as an American thing, and it is less so now. Well, it's mostly American.
It is, but from the beginning, or actually from about the third year, we put a qualifying thing into the charter, which is to honor people who have contributed to American culture through the performing arts. And we may choose non-Americans who have contributed to the life of this country. Giancarlo Minotti, Rostropovich, Anthony Tudor, there have been many over the years. Nobody seemed very conscious of it until we honored Sean Connery.
Now, the program itself has become quite a deal. I mean, you've won a Peabody Award for this. You've won an Emmy for this.
Right.
It's the idea of a show in addition to the honors.
Right. We've won five Emmys.
Excuse me. What is it like putting on the program?
Well, it's interesting. We do this as an actual performance. If you come to the Kennedy Center Honors and sit in your seat, you may notice some cameras around, but they're discreet. And it's very important because often people get dressed up and come to an event and they feel like dress extras. They hear the director talking over the loudspeaker and, you know, stop, we're going to do this over again. We really do it for that audience that's sitting there, and then we're able to make it and refine it for television.
You have film and video of the performers.
Yeah.
And you have testimonials.
Right.
And then you hear from the honoree.
No, we never hear from the honoree.
Never hear from the honoree.
From the outset, the custom of the honors was that the honorees will not be asked to speak or perform. We call it Fred Astaire's Law because I think it is probably the reason that he accepted this and never accepted any other thing of that sort.
Another marvelous element of this is not happening in Los Angeles.
Mm.
This is not happening in New York, our entertainment capitals. It's happening in the capital.
Right, which is wonderful, and it gives it a whole different dimension, and it also makes it the most difficult show to produce. Nick Vanoff, with whom I worked, the late Nick Vanoff, wonderful colleague, we used to say that if a snowstorm hit Washington, Nick and I would be on the stage doing card tricks for 2 hours. Cheetah Rivera is one of the honorees this year, and the year Harold Prince, the Broadway director, was honored, Cheetah, star of so many of his musicals, West Side Story, Kiss of the Spider Woman, etc., was circling National Airport while the show was going on for a fog delay. But she landed, police escort, and she walked out on the stage to do her high kicks.
It's a good thing the airport's right across the river from the center.
Isn't it?
But this is like the door prize, right? Must be present to win?
No, it is. That has been part of it. It is a celebration, and it's a public occasion where not only you receive the medallion, but that you are paid tribute, actually, by the president, the secretary of state, and your colleagues and peers in the performing arts. One person we wanted to honor who was so clearly deserving was Katharine Hepburn. and she had simply deflected it. One year, I saw a television show. And the next morning, I went in, and I called Miss Hepburn, and she was very nice, and we talked for a minute, and I said, you know, every year, the Artists Committee send these letters, and always, the most nominations are for you. And I said, last night, on television, I was watching something called Alexander Cohen's Night of 100 Stars 3, and who walked across the stage in her black dress but you? Now, what am I going to say to these people who come and say, why not Miss Hepburn? And she said, oh, I just couldn't bear it. And I finally heard myself saying, you know, for years we've heard about this Yankee fiber of yours. I said, why don't you summon up that Yankee fiber and just say yes? And there was this ghastly pause, and then she kind of snarled, yes, and hung up. People have, it's amazing what this brings out in people. I think they do really respond to it as something unique and something from their country. For the artists, they feel they're being recognized by their country. Successive secretaries of state have commented in their own way what American exported culture means to this country. And it's very meaningful to the recipients, I think, to hear that and understand that and to be recognized in that way.
George Stevens, Jr., producer of the Kennedy Center Honors, being held this Sunday here in Washington, D.C. The show will be nationally televised on CBS later this month. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace and directed by Barry Gordimer. The technical director is Brian Jarboe, with audio engineers Gary Henderson, Vince Muse, Dennis Nielsen, Tom Carpenter, Guy Napper, Renee Pringle, Sherry Marchewski, Stacey Abbott, and Arthur Halliday Laurent. The executive producer is Ella McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Paul Bedwards.